Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 38-plus years now. A radio presence. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your modest host. Of course, I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, award-winning writer. So allegedly, I know something about the sport of boxing, but I'm sure you know more. So therefore, I'm going to throw this toll-free number out there if you'd like to join and be part of the show. 1-800-878-7529. That's right. We're on live for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Live for 2 hours Eastern Daylight Savings Time, of course, here in the United States. But 2 hours beginning right now. The open phone lines again around the planet, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text us here in the studio. The text number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Let me invite you to the sixth edition of WBC TV. Of course, we're coming to you by, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Council, the Honorable Mauricio Suleiman, the president. He's telling me that they're doing a worldwide tribute to Marvin Hagler at the WBC website. Of course, that's WBCboxing.com. We'll get into Hagler's career in depth a little bit more today. Of course, his passing a week ago, but also talk about, and we'll bring in Virgil Ortiz, 17-0, 17 wax. Of course, takes out Maurice Hooker last night in the seventh round. Hasn't went past the seventh round yet as a professional. Hooker now 27-2, three draws and 19 wax. Bottom line is he was outgunned. He brought a knife to a gunfight. You don't do that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. We're coming to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Check us out. This is Ring Talk, baby. But you know that.
That you talk really knocks.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting up your new business, resist the urge to accept payment in your personal business account or put business expenses on your personal credit card. Yes, it's easier that way, but the risks outweigh the short-term benefits. At the very least, make sure you open a separate personal account designated for only business transactions. Otherwise, things will get messy, and this way you avoid being a prime target for an audit. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Andersen, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC, right here on Sports Byline.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
We all need health care, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Talked to Don King briefly this morning. Called him up.
Yeah.
Did you feel like doing some radio today?
No.
That was it. That was the end of the conversation. Hung up on. He said like three words. Bottom line is, he seems to be feeling well. I talked to him a couple days ago. I mean, he seemed lucid. I mean, he's going to be 90 years old, I think, in August. So he seemed real lucid. He seemed sharp. Of course, he was ranting on and on how he was a victim. So I knew Don King was in. He was Don King, being the victim, no doubt about that. Last night, guess who was the victim? Maurice Hooker. Man, I'm going to tell you. Virgil Ortiz, of course, 17 and zip, 17 knockouts. Hasn't went past the seventh round yet. Of course, a TKO winner in the seventh round last night over Maurice Hooker. Of course, Hooker, a former 140-pound champion. But I'm going to tell you like this. Had Hooker been really disciplined, had he really been the guy, he'd have been fighting at 135 or 130 pounds. I'm just telling you like it is, because when you're tall and lanky and you can't put on armor, you got to go down because you can't take it. You know where I'm coming from? I'm Diego Corrales. 130 pounds, he was fine, of course, till he ran into Floyd Mayweather. But, and of course, he wasn't mentally or physically together for that. He was ready to go to jail. But bottom line is, he was a tall, lanky guy. He got down in weight to the lowest possible weight. Maurice Hooker didn't do that. Fought at 140 pounds. Of course, he got starched at 140 by Mr. Ramirez. Got starched last night. Actually, he didn't get starched last night. The shoulder went out or his elbow went out. But the bottom line was, it was a nice time to end the fight. I mean, it was a nice time to fight. He wasn't really severely hurt. And I don't want to listen. He was beaten. And like I've said before, once you're beaten in a fight, once the fight's like non-competitive, why go on? Are you that barbaric that you want to see somebody get pummeled some more? I mean, you don't need to see that. This is an athletic contest. Once it's over, competition-wise, the fight should be over. Guys shouldn't have to take prolonged beating. Once again, Maurice Hooker now 27-2, 3 draws, 19 KOs. I suggest a comeback at 135, trying to stretch his skinny butt down to 130. The co-feature, and I'll get to her a little bit later in the show, Senencia Superbad Estrada. What can I say about this woman except that she's like Hector Camacho, female. A female Hector Camacho. She's the macho man. I mean, she talks smack. She's good smack. She makes sense. She fights left-handed, right-handed. She's got some of the best foot feints I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, when you get foot feinted, how can I put this? She just was convincing. With all of her aspects of the fight game last night, she was convincing. I think she's 20 and zip now with like 8 knockouts. And of course, the girl that she fought was no stiff. I mean, Anibal Ortiz came in at 31-3, left at 31-4. Anibal's shortcoming was, I think she was a 102-pound fighter fighting a 95-pound fighter fighting at 102 pounds. And the size really matters. I know I keep saying this week after week, show after show, but size matters in two things. Pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. Last night, Estrada looked two or three weight classes bigger than the defending champion. It was a WBA minimum weight champion. Of course, that fight went to distance. The scores were 100 to 89 times 2, and then 99 times 90. Bottom line is, it was a shutout. Good fight, no doubt about that, from Miss Superbad Estrada. We'll hear from her in hour number 2. Now back to Mr. Ortiz. Where does he fit in the welterweight picture? I mean, seriously, you've got Errol Spence, you've got Terrence Crawford. I mean, these guys are the supposed two studs, but I think that I saw Spence again last night. I'm telling you, I think Spence smokes a lot of weed. I was just looking at Errol last night. Every time I see that brother, he looks like he's got one of them Oakland buzzes, like he's smoking the chronic or something like that. So maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Maybe he just looks sleepy. Hector Martinez says he just looks sleepy. You're the weed guy. He's not the weed guy. Anyway, bottom line is Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford, both ringside last night, of course, for this win by Ortiz. And speaking of Ortiz, let's see what he had to say post-fight.
Virgil, congratulations. You shared a moment there with Maurice Hooker. What did you say to each other?
You know what? I wanted to thank him for giving me this opportunity. You know, I wanted to fight at 140. You know, I felt like I could beat him, and you know what? He didn't have to take this fight. I'm not to give myself a big head. I feel like I'm a problem at 147. He didn't have to take this fight on his first 147 fight, but you know, I give him props.
You had said coming in this was the toughest test of your career, and it felt like we were watching the best performance of your career. How did you feel in there?
I felt like I did pretty good. You know, there's always room for improvement. Always, you know, I felt like I could have done a lot of things better. But I mean, overall, I think I did okay.
This was a knockout win for you, but this was a tough fight. You can see by the markings on your face. What was Maurice Hooker showing you early?
He was showing me that he was durable. Definitely, he could definitely take a punch. He really could. He was smart. He was trying to get around my guard. I knew what to do.
What was the game plan coming in?
The game plan coming in was just to slow him down because I knew he was going to want to box. He wouldn't want me to stay inside. I neutralized it.
You wound up finishing this fight, but during the fight, as you're landing a lot of power punches, was there a part of you thinking, look, I may have to go the distance here?
Honestly, yeah. I did think that I was going to go the distance at some point in the fight because, to be honest, the headshots weren't hurting him at all. He could take a punch. I'm not going to lie. I knew that it wasn't going to be the head, so that's when I started investing to the body.
You have said that every fight since the Mauricio Herrera fight, you have gained more confidence. What does a win like this do for you?
Definitely gives me more confidence to I believe in myself more that I'm ready for a title shot. Just whoever's willing to give me the opportunity. You know, I'm very respectful. I'm not going to call anyone a bum. I'm not like that at all. I respect every fighter that comes into this ring.
It just so happens that three pieces of the welterweight title are actually in the building tonight with
really?
Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford,
that's right,
both
that's
ringside.
Right.
What do you have to say to them?
I don't have anything else to say. I do all my talking in the ring. Technically, I am in the ring right now, but you know what I mean, all right?
For a guy like Terrence Crawford, who does not have a fight booked next, would you like that to be your next fight?
I would love that opportunity. You know what? If I get any opportunity from anyone, then of course. And Crawford is possibly the number one pound-for-pound boxer in the world. You know, definitely top two. And if they give me that opportunity, I'm looking at you, bud. I'm looking at you. If you want to make this fight happen, I'm more than willing to do it.
Do you believe at 22 years old you're ready for a Terrence Crawford?
I don't care if I'm ready or not. I want that fight.
Virgil Ortiz talking pretty bold last night after a win, of course, over Maurice Hooker. Now we take it to Southern California. The City of Angels are bringing the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. And how are you this morning, sir, and how's the godmama?
Well, we're taking care of business, meaning reading newspapers and making up lists and like that.
Okay. Did you get a chance to see that Maurice Hooker fight last night?
No, I didn't. We've been home, and during the day I do my thing, and in the evenings when I'm not reading, we sort of curl up and try to find something good on the telly.
Okay. John Johnson, Buster Douglas's manager, called me yesterday, said he had a long conversation with you, and he was emotional over it. He really got off on this phone call with you. I mean, what did you guys talk about other than the fight? Anything?
Well, it's kind of interesting. He said some very nice things about me over the decades and sent me a framed poster of the fight and so on. And he's always expressed thanks that we didn't dismiss them before the fight. That the framework of the fight with the troubles that Buster was having with his family and such were part of the narrative of the whole thing, and what made the fight even more dramatic than the fight alone was. And he was always expressed that gratitude that we understood the circumstance of the fight, and we talked about it rather than the fact that 101% of the fans on the planet didn't give Buster a shot.
You know, I will take a little credit there. I was one of the few guys that reached out to Buster before the fight and interviewed him, because I was a hot journalist back then, and I thought it was my responsibility to interview the challenger for the undisputed World Heavyweight Championship. And that's the way I sort of... I was a bit more responsible as a journalist back then than I am now, Larry.
Well, you climbed the stairways to the stars, and now you just make everything up as you go along.
Okay, so, this one I don't have to make up. Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua have signed for two fights. They haven't signed for a location or a date yet, but they have agreed on paper to the two fights. I guess pretty good split here. They're going to split the first fight 50-50, and then the rematch will be 60-40. I mean, this is like common sense. I mean, why can't these other guys get this together at 147? I'm speaking of the aforementioned Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence.
Because in the case of the heavyweights, A, they're heavyweights, which means it will engage the whole world. And B, both of them have proved to be attractions. And it will help both of them to fight each other, and that there's a whole lot of moolah on the table to split up. And they're doing the sensible thing. They're fighters who are going to fight and make money.
Wilder's getting $10 million to step aside. Why can't somebody pay me to not go to work?
I wonder if that's a world record.
that's got to be pretty close, because you and I have seen a couple $3 million, like $4 million go back and forth over the years as far as step aside money and things like that. But I don't think we've ever seen $10 million.
No, but I guess Wilder, with his long career, has earned it, and hopefully he'll use the time from now to then, whenever then may be, to become a better fighter.
Can you, Larry, the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merch is our guest. We'll have him for a couple more minutes. Larry, can you smell an Andre Ward comeback? Can you smell it?
No, because I don't know who he would come back against, unless it was Canelo. But we have to face the facts, or he does, that he was never as big of a draw as he was as big of a fighter. Mm-hmm. And so how much does that generate? Who knows Andre Ward here and there and around the globe? And how much can he make? So I don't know. Maybe it's more important. Maybe he's so well set up that he doesn't have to chase after a phantom of a good, really good payday. And maybe he's just into another life, which I respect.
Okay.
So I'll be curious to see what he does, but it's an opportunity to make a big payday and make a big event. But he's been away from it for a while, and I don't know if you want to fight Canelo, who is at the peak of his career, if you haven't been fighting for a while.
Next week there's a rematch on TV. I think it'll be on DAZN as well. Dillian White, 27-2, and with 18 whacks, he's been stopped twice. He's going to take a stop by Joshua and the guy he's going to face, Alexander Povetkin, 36-2, one draw. You know, Povetkin's only lost two fights, the one to Joshua and the one to Klitschko, lost by stoppage to Joshua, lost by decision to Klitschko. That's a pretty damn good record, and he's knocked this guy out once, Larry. Does Dillian White come in scared just basically because he's been knocked out?
I don't know him well enough to have observed him in this or similar situations, and whether he loves being in there and wants to go for it, and this might be an opportunity for him to make an even bigger payday. I don't know what his circumstances are.
Okay.
Maybe his bank account is zero, and that will give him an incentive.
That's why I think Maurice Hooker took that fight last night. Money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC-TV. Godfather, you and the Godmama have a great Sunday. I thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
The one, the only, the Hall of Famer, Larry Merchant, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you think David Benavidez could take Canelo Alvarez?
I definitely feel like I'd beat Canelo Alvarez, and I feel like it would
right now
I'd beat Canelo Alvarez, and I feel like it would be a great fight for the fans too. At the end of the day, people want to see great fights and fireworks, and that's what I give.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
The Soul Side of Town, new stuff from the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC-TV. Of course, wow, rocking and rolling, of course. Talking boxing in the next 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 217. That's our new channel on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 217. Of course, we took that new channel about 2.5 months ago. Straight up, Artur Beterbiev, the WBC and IBF 175-pound champion, a TKO winner in 10 rounds last night, 16-0, 16 stops. Took on Adam Dianis. Dianis came in at a severe disadvantage. Nah, gotta tell you, he's like a 40 to 1 underdog. He's a 10 to 1 underdog on paper. In my mind, I'm thinking this guy's like 35 or 40 to 1. Anyway, 19-2 with a draw and 10 whacks, not a big puncher, but he got stopped in 10 rounds. Of course, Beterbiev, as I said, 16 a zip, 16 knockouts. He's robotic and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, but he did, you know, knock his man down a couple of times to turn up the heat in the 10th round and stopped it. Bottom line is, I think it was 134 in. Good fight for Beterbiev, although he's not my most exciting guy. In other words, I don't know, robotic. That's all I can say. This fight took place in Russia. Of course, he's going to take on the winner of Joe Smith and Maxim Vlasov. That's going to go down, I believe, in May. So that's 175 pounds. Let's go talk about, 112 pounds, 108 pounds, 105 pounds. These guys getting down lower in weights, of course, jockeys. But the 115-pound title went down last week. Of course, Juan Estrada capturing that decision. Somewhat controversial. Had a 117-111 score on one scorecard. That's like 9-3 in rounds. Of course, it was a close fight. Some people thought it was like 7-5. Could have went 7-5 other way. One judge had it 7-5 for Chocolito, and of course the other judge had it 7-5 for Estrada, and the bottom line is it was split for Estrada, and Estrada got the win. Of course, the young man from across the pond, Wengo Wangasek, that's what I call him, but he's called Sor Rungavasai as well. He's got all kinds of different nicknames, names, aliases. Bottom line is, I wonder how many passports that guy got. So anyway, but he wants to take on the Estrada, of course, that'll be a bit of a rivalry there, 115 pounds, but they may go Estrada and Chocolito a third time because of the controversy, of course. And if they do so, I think that Rungavai, although he's not going to get $10 million to step aside like Deontay Wilder did, think about that, $10 million to step aside and not fight somebody. And he was talking all that smack. I won't take that money. They can offer me $100 million. I want that fight. That fight's going to happen. You know, Deontay Wilder is just so full of spit. And I mean, spit with an H. It's sad. I mean, all the excuses post-fight, the armor was heavy. The armor that he wore into the ring, the costume he wore into the ring. Tyson Fury, had tampered gloves. He was thumbing them. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I mean, he came up with the best one was the Mark Breland, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist at 147 pounds. The man at 147. I mean, as a welterweight amateur, nobody was ever better than Mark Breland. Anyway, he accused Mark Breland, his trainer, of putting tranquilizers in his water. You know, the water between rounds, he's sipping, yeah, tranquilizers, Valiums, body relax, muscle relax, or something like that. You got to be kidding me. And Mark didn't sue him. Mark should have sued him right then and there, because I got a feeling that some point in time, a guy's going to think about having Mark Breland for a trainer. He's going to see that on the internet and look it up, and Deontay Wilder will say, yeah, you know, this guy drugged me. He's probably not going to pick Mark Breland as a trainer. So at the end of the day, I think Mark Breland suffers greatly professionally, and I think Deontay Wilder should be spanked. In fact, you know, part of that $10 million Deontay just got, Mark should sue him for that defamation of character. I mean, you can't say that. You can't say that a guy drugged you. I mean, think about that. It wasn't like, he didn't get me in good shape, or I wasn't running enough, and this. And speaking of good shape, Wilder doesn't like to do bag work. He doesn't like to jump rope. I mean, good Lord, man, what does he think he is? He thinks he's some gifted guy. He's a thug. A guy from Mobile, Alabama with a right hand. Outside of that, what can he do? He couldn't masturbate and reach an orgasm with the left hand. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder. Think about that for a second. He couldn't. That's how inferior he is with that left hand. I mean, his jabs, which you can't find. It's not a jab. It's not a range finder. It isn't an effective weapon. He just uses that to throw that right hand. Everything's all that right hand. That right hand, right hand. All he is a right hand, of course. Tyson Fury took that away from him, not once but twice. Of course, the first fight, they called it a draw. That was sad. That was sad. I mean, Tyson Fury licked him 10 rounds to 2, maybe 8-4, but no worse than 8-4. I'll say 10-2. All right, say 10-2. Whooped them 10-2, and they called it a draw. Of course, the second time around, they didn't have a choice. Tyson Fury laid them out. Just starched them, okay? Deontay Wilder talking about comeback and coming back, of course, wanting to fight the winner of this fight. It's going to be a while. These guys are locked in a two-fight agreement. I guess they're going to go two fights straight in a row. That's the intent. Both these guys are superstars, and then they can do two pay-per-views or two DAZN broadcasts in a row, okay? I don't think so. I think maybe you should have something in between. But, you know, just like great rivalries, we won't know whether it's a great rivalry until it happens. This fight could be a stinker. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, especially if he comes out trying to fight the way he did against Andy Ruiz the last time. Speaking of Andy Ruiz, I guess I'm going to have to start calling him Andy Ruiz again because of the fact that he's getting in shape. I saw a picture of him the other day. Unless they doctored that picture, the fat boy has lost a lot of weight. Props to Andy Ruiz, of course, Andy Ruiz. And I saw that. I keep seeing that picture of him taking that right hand from Joshua when he was like 300 pounds. He went to camp at 317 pounds, and he weighed 287 pounds stepping into the ring. He should have been arrested. He should have been shot right then and there. What happened? He made $15 or $20 million. I mean, some things, so like Wilder with the $10 million, Andy Ruiz with the $15 million for showing up for a fight by doing blow, allegedly doing blow and doing a lot of booze. Bottom line is, he wasn't ready. He couldn't have been ready if you gave him an extra couple of months. He just wasn't into that fight mentally. He wasn't going to win. That was a stone. I mean, if Joshua wasn't going to fall with the bad chin, he was going to win that fight. No doubt about it. Because Andy Ruiz showed up. What can I say? He looked like he needed Jenny Craig desperately. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, aka WBC TV. We'll talk about the hottest lady in boxing. I mean, I'm talking about Senesina Superbad Estrada, 20-0 at 8 KOs. Of course, a champion now in a couple of different weight classes. We'll talk about her in depth in the next segment. We're going to the UFC. Open phone lines around the planet real quick. 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel.
Joshua looks so tired. I think he wants out.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
You're listening to Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC. Right here on Sports Byline.
The UFC was happening last night, of course, in Las Vegas, the Apex Center. In the main event, Derek Brunson, a middleweight, 185 pounds, probably the third or fourth ranked guy in the company, defeated Kevin Holland via unanimous knockout across the board, 49-45, or 4 rounds to 1 in round, 4-1 in rounds, 49-46, or 49-46 twice. So, bottom line is, that went 5 5-minute rounds, 185 pounds. The co-feature, ended early. Max Griffin knocked out Song Kien-in. I guess he's from Korea. Knocked him out in the first round, 220 in. It was with punches. Of course, those were guys were fighting at 170 pounds, which is the UFC welterweight limit. In a woman's strawweight bout, Montserrat Ruiz defeated Cheyenne Baez, and that was a decision across the board. Outside of that, not too many stars on the card because, as I said, they're hurting for stars. Of course, next week they go with their main guy. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight champion, although he's not the biggest draw. He is the baddest dude on the planet. I'm talking about Stipe Miocic, that's right. As far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, this man has taken boxing and created it and taken it, infused it into MMA. Of course, a former Golden Glove champion both in Cleveland and the state of Ohio. So he's fused boxing into MMA, and he's put it together. He's done a good, he's done a good job. Outside of getting knocked out by Daniel Cormier when he wasn't looking, got hit with a shot, you know, underestimated Cormier's power. Outside of that, he's looked outstanding. I mean, the fact that he turned back Francis Ngannou that first time around, of course, Ngannou, a monster come in. He was favored. Everybody was, they had performance enhancing drinks already. I mean, everything but, sexual erotic pills for Francis Ngannou. I mean, every product you can imagine. I mean, so when Dana White saw this fight in the second round, the first round, Ngannou looked good. He was looking Stippy like a stab. I mean, Stippy looked like he was about to get knocked out, but Stippy weathered the storm. Just like I used to do when those big guys used to fight me. I used to just grab on and hold on to them. That's all I used to do. Big guys used to grab me. You know, they'd look at me. Yeah, I weigh them by 40, 50 pounds. Just grab me. I would just hold on. Because they would gas real quick. So, you know, gassing real quick is where it's at. So, as far as Stipe Miocic is concerned, he's hoping that Francis Ngannou gasses again. I don't think so. I think Ngannou's an improved product. I really do. I think that the fact that he's worked on the ground game, I think that he's done enough groundwork to where he realizes he needs the ground and the stand-up game. Put those two aspects together, and I think he beats Stipe Miocic in the main event next week inside the distance, inside the 5 5-minute round distance that is the UFC heavyweight title duration. And the co-feature, Tyrone Woodley, of course, the former welterweight champion, take on Vicente Luque. Luque is favored in this fight. Woodley is a guy that really hasn't delivered much since he was champion and since he lost the championship. Sean O'Malley and Thomas Almeida is in a bantamweight bout. Sean O'Malley is quite entertaining. Karma worthy. How about that? Not worthy karma, but karma worthy. A lightweight from the UFC is taking on James Malarkey. How about that one? A guy with karma taking on a guy with malarkey. I kid you not. Jamie Malarkey, karma worthy, battling out as far as a lightweight is concerned. Of course, UFC going down. UFC 260, Miocic versus Ngannou going down March 27th, 2021, only on pay-per-view. Or I guess if you can find a place on the, you know, like a sports bar or something like that to go watch it. Because then again, you know, $80 for a fight, I don't know. $75 or $80, whether it's a boxing match or even an MMA match, can you really afford that in the way today's post-pandemic economy is going? I know I can't, and I can't afford all these fights. So I go to sports bars. Of course, Ricky's Sports Bar over there in San Leandro, California. Want to mention that Ricky Sports Theater, of course, it closed down. Ricky Ricardo, not the guy from I Love Lucy, but Ricky Ricardo, who owned Ricky Sports Theater. Of course, his father had it at a restaurant. It was an old Italian restaurant. He said, let me convert this into a sports bar. So he converted it into a sports bar, and then Sports Illustrated rated it like the number two sports bar in the country. I don't know if it was, but the bottom line is Ricky had a good thing going on over there. We watched the fights for several years. Of course, I got to watch fights with guys like the former owner of the Oakland Rays, can't think over, Al Davis was there, and hey, we were in a private room. And, of course, Jack Tatum, number 32, they used to call him Assassin. He was a bad dude, of course, a Hall of Famer, the guy that almost killed Daryl Stingley. Actually, he paralyzed Daryl Stingley, who was a wide receiver with the New England Patriots, in a hit that he laid on him, of course, a head-first hit. wow, that was heavy. Of course, Jack never lived that down. He told me it really hurt him in the end. Of course, I mean, in the end of his life, he kept reflecting on the fact that, you know, this, he hit this guy so hard, the guy couldn't walk. Although that's part of the game, it still hurts you. Anyway, Jack Tatum died of diabetes. May he rest in peace. So as far as the rest of this UFC card is concerned with Miocic and Ngannou, it doesn't look like it's happening. It really doesn't. If you want to watch the main fight, I think that's a good one to watch. Outside of that, go to your sports bar. Don't give them any money. As far as the rest of the cards concerned, as far as the rest of the UFC cards are concerned, I'm looking down the list. Nothing really impresses me until May 22nd, of course. Corey Garbrandt, good fighter, no doubt about that. Cody Garbrandt taking on Rob Font. That's going to be in a UFC main event with a site to be determined May 22nd, probably on UFC. I'm taking a UFC fight night on ESPN. Now, switching gears, let's talk a little boxing for an extent. I got a lot of heat for calling Demetrius Andrade, boo-boo, a mistake because these guys won titles at 154 and 160, WBO titles. Pedro, how can you deny him? He's won two titles in different weight classes. He keeps fighting for vacant titles. I mean, he's fighting guys like me, okay, and Scott Cuddy, and guys like that. He's not fighting like the upper echelon. The guy talks a lot, man. I've had him on the show in the past, and he's a fair interview and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, Demetrius Andrade, what have you done for me lately? Seriously, what have you done for me lately? You've got two titles. You're undefeated. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you've got some talent, 29-0, 18 KOs. But what have you really done? I mean, are any guys you really beat say, you know, remember this guy? Remember I starched this guy? Remember I look really good doing this? Remember? He can't say that. All he can do is, like, pontificate about what he's going to do if they give him the opportunity. Well, guess what? These vacant titles, not a big guy in vacant titles. Sort of like fighting for the Golden Glove Championship when they tried to give Golden Glove titles away. In fact, they did when you went unopposed. I never went unopposed, but I don't think I would have taken a title had I went unopposed. You can't take a championship because somebody gives it to you because the other guys, there's not enough guys in the weight class. That just doesn't go that way. Anyway, Demetrius Andrade, not high on my list, is 29-0. He's going to take on Liam Williams. This is going to go down, I believe, in May. Liam Williams, of course, from the UK, 23-2, a draw and 18 KOs. He lost to the other Liam, Liam Smith. That was 154 pounds. This will be at 160. But, you know, Liam, the other Liam wasn't much, and the other Liam beat him. So what I try to tell you, Demetrius Andrade in another type of get-lucky mark time fight. In other words, it's almost a work fight for him. Guy's got a good record, but outside of that, this looks like a work fight for boo-boo Andrade. And I do think he's a boo-boo because, after all, I think at 160, he's the mistake. I don't think that he can beat Charlo. I don't think he can beat Canelo at 160. I mean, he's talking about beating all these guys. Speaking of beating guys, man, David Benavidez is now 24 and zip, 21 KOs, of course, coming off the last week, the stoppage of that young man. You can come to fight. Doesn't matter. Benavidez, the stork, he's got these long, rangy arms. He can punch a little bit. He throws punches in bunches. He's exciting. What am I trying to tell you? It's going to be a good fight with him and, of course, Jermell Charlo. This fight will probably take place in May. I expect him to beat Charlo. I think Charlo has been nothing but a puffed-up fighter. I think that Al Haymon has protected him for a reason. I mean, there's a reason why you haven't seen Jermell Charlo in any fights against anybody you can remember. Seriously. I mean, the only thing you know about the Charlo brothers is that there's two of them. Outside of that, don't know. And oh, and they got a good-looking mom. My mom talks a good game. She's good, like, ringside. She's a cheerleader, that kind of stuff. Outside of that, not too much. Last night, across the pond, I believe this was on either DAZN or ESPN. I think it was DAZN. The WBO 200-pound crown, talk about the cruiserweight title, was on the line. A guy 6'6", 200 pounds, 6'6", Lawrence Okoli, now 16 zip, 13 KOs, took out Krzysztof Głowacki, former champion, the world champion. Bottom line is he took him out 31-3, 19 KOs. It was a one-sided beatdown. It was just a one-sided beatdown. You couldn't get much one-sided than that. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., remember him? Forget him. The senior, guy we want to talk about, the old man. Of course, the guy that kicked cocaine, guy that talks about it. He's got rehab centers. He realizes his kid is not what he was, but nobody ever will be. I mean, you can't match them. I mean, one kid lives in a mansion. The other guy lived in a boxcar, a railroad boxcar. How do you compare that as far as hunger is concerned? I mean, senior living in a boxcar, junior living in a mansion. How can you compare the two? You just can't. The dedication to boxing was never there for junior. Speaking of senior, he's going to come back against another guy that disappointed the hell out of me. Of course, an offspring of a great champion. I'm talking about Hector Camacho Jr. Of course, the the son of the legendary Macho Man, the Harlem Heckler, the guy that I named the Harlem Heckler. He loved that nickname. That was sort of cool about that. You know, I would name certain guys nicknames when I was writing these columns, like the Hispanic Causing Panic. That was Juan Lascano. He dug that one. The Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho dug that one. But some of those other names I gave guys, they didn't dig them so much. But I thank God, thank goodness those two guys rocked and rolled. But Hector Camacho, I got to say this, man. When you talk about the senior versus the junior, I mean, at least junior, when it comes to Chavez, at least he was able to capture a WBC crown and appear to be world class. Hector Camacho Jr., he's like a cartoon character. I kid you not. I mean, I sat next to him at the Tito Trinidad Bernard Hopkins fight, the fight that was delayed by 9/11. Of course, I think it was the last Saturday of September 2001 or something like that. Anyway, I sat with Camacho during that fight, during the entire fight. We sat together and we talked. And, you know, I was never impressed with him other than the fact that he was Camacho Jr. Outside of that, there was nothing. I mean, as an amateur, he didn't sparkle. As a pro, he didn't sparkle. And they put him in there with a whole lot of, like, Scott Cuddy type of dudes. You mean, you put these guys in with guys you're supposed to roll over, tomato cans, and you roll over the tomato cans, and they put you with a guy that can breathe just a little bit. Just, they took him off life support for this one fight, and you can't beat him because you have no dedication. Camacho Jr. has no dedication. Anyway, Camacho Jr. versus Chavez Sr. in Guadalajara, some outdoor baseball stadium. That's going to go down some type of exhibition June the 19th. And, you know, I want to give this to Chavez Sr. Had a bad coke problem. I mean, a bad coke problem, but he admitted it. And he talked about it briefly, in depth, where he talked about, you know, staying in his room for like 5 or 6 days at a time. And like the entire rest of the family's doing their thing around the house. He's locked in his room, coked out for like 4 or 5 days at a time, okay? Staying up for a week at a time, things like that. So he admits all these things. And, of course, he's running these cocaine rehab centers, drug rehab centers all throughout Mexico, especially in Mexico City. I think it's 4. Anyway, he had his kid as one of his patients. Of course, the kid had a cocaine problem too. And I guess you can understand that if you're a dad and you got a cocaine problem, and then, the kid has a cocaine problem. Anyway, the kid never lived up to what the dad was. It's an impossible task. Much like Camacho, it's an impossible task. Neither of those guys could ever come close to equaling the limits, the pugilistic limits. The sky was the limit for both those guys, Julio Cesar Chavez, of course, and Hector Camacho. And when they hooked it up in 1992, I was doing some radio in Las Vegas. Of course, we were at the Las Vegas Hilton, and Don King came to me and said, we need you to do this. I said, okay. I said, well, I'm going to be broadcasting down there live. He goes, okay, I'm going to send you over a couple of guests. So he sent a couple of guests over to me, and that's when the radio network advised me there was a storm in Boston, and they wanted to know if I could stay on for another 2 hours. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll stay on another 2 hours. So then after those 2 hours, they asked me, they said, you know, our phone lines are messed up. We don't think we can get anybody else on the line. Can you stay with us another 2 hours? So I stayed with them another hour. We did like 5 hours of radio. Finally, I said, the hell with this. And I gave up. And my voice went. That's what it was. My voice went. I remember Tom Starr begging me. Tom Starr, the dead Talk America executive, may he rest in peace. But he was like the con, Mr. Haney of Green Acres, a con man of con men. That was him. And he was on the phone pleading with me to stay on the air, pleading with me to stay on the air. I wasn't going to. 5 hours of radio, that's enough. No doubt about that. But those were the good old days. Las Vegas Hilton, 1992. Chavez lights Camacho up like, you know, lit him up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, he just did. He won most of the 12 rounds, if not all the 12 rounds. At the end of the day, Camacho was a brave dude. He took his beating, and he didn't. He was a man about it. He was. I miss Hector Camacho Jr., Sr. I really do. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV, of course. You can always check out the WBC, the World Boxing Council, and their health tips and their boxing and all that kind of good stuff. They got it all going on at WBCBoxing.com. Here's my buddy, Rick Stevens, and You're Still a Young Man.
You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time. You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. they gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
If what you're looking for is real love,
now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Then what you see is what you get.
It's macho time.
The Mighty Dramatics. Man, they rock and roll, no doubt about that. I miss my man. I really miss both those guys, all those guys. But L.J. Reynolds, he really had it going on, of course. He's still touring if they ever start touring again as far as musical groups are concerned. I'm thinking that the way this pandemic looks, if everybody takes or if more people take the vaccine, this kind of stuff, maybe we can have some good events in October and November. I'm looking at October for throwing some dances as far as the San Francisco Bay Area is concerned. March 21st, 2021, WBC Honorable Champ. I'm talking about Lee Noble, passed away, of course. After a 7-year battle with cancer, he was a veteran of 47 fights from the UK. The WBC honors him, of course. President Mauricio Sulaiman reaches out to the family with their condolences. No doubt about that. A terrible illness, cancer. In fact, you know, the people that whipped up the coronavirus vaccine are talking about their next target is to go after cancer. I mean, if they can get rid of cancer, if they could snuff out cancer, man, the world would be a whole lot better place. No doubt about that. Ring Talk, WBC TV, hour number 2, of course, we'll bring in Cienceta Estrada, of course, he 105-pound, 102-pound, 115-pound. I think she beats any girl on the planet right now, probably under 125, 130 pounds. And Amanda Serrano, of course, she's going to be in action next week. She probably should be looking in the rearview mirror for this young lady. I kid you not. They call her double bad, superwoman, super bad, whatever you want to call her. Bottom line is we'll hear from her in hour number 2. And, of course, Kenny Rainford. Sir Kenneth, I call him Boxing's our UK Boxing Night. Of course, he'll be here in hour number 2 as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. Of course, in addition, come to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. We also come to you delayed on Sports Byline USA, the Twitch channel. You can also catch this broadcast live, both live and delayed, on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, for the video aspect of this show. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This, of course, is only hour number 1 of 2. Live on the same stations you're listening to right now, the same internet feed, no doubt about that, live on Sports Byline. iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and a plethora of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC-TV, coming to you after the news.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst a surge in migrants, many of them unaccompanied children crossing the southern border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has this message.
The border is closed. The border is secure. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults under the CDC's authority, under Title 42 of the United States Code, because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and that is a public health imperative.
The secretary on ABC's This Week, the U.S. is set to open another detention center in Texas that can house up to 2,000 children as they await being placed in a shelter. CBS News reports that the U.S. government is housing approximately 15,500 unaccompanied migrant children as of Saturday, with 5,000 teens and children stranded in Border Patrol facilities not designed for long-term custody. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Number one, Illinois has just been upset at the NCAA tournament by number eight, Loyola, 71-58, the final score. Saturday was full of action as well. Dan Naraki breaks it down from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
13th-seeded Ohio knocked off the defending national champions Virginia, 62-58. 10th-seeded Maryland knocked off the 7th-seed in the East, UConn, 63-54. 11th-seeded UCLA marched on after beating the 6th-seed BYU, 73-62. And in just their second NCAA tournament game in program history, the 14th-seeded Abilene Christian Wildcats shocked 3rd-seeded Texas 53-52. Some higher seeds also fought off tough challenges. 2nd-seeded Alabama survived 15th-seeded Iona 68-55. Creighton held off UC Santa Barbara 63-62. 3rd-seeded Kansas overcame an 8-point halftime deficit to beat 14th-seeded Eastern Washington 93-84. And Florida State got away from UNC Greensboro 64-54. Finally, 1-seeds Gonzaga and Michigan cruised past their opening round opponents.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Donald Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January. Another 24 people are facing charges in a federal voter fraud investigation, including 2 illegal aliens from Mexico. In cases that were just unsealed, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina says a slew of other defendants from 15 countries were also charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. Officials say some also engaged in naturalization fraud and misuse of visas, permits, and other documents relating to voter registration. The defendants faced jail time and fines of up to $350,000. Police in Thailand used water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to deter a crowd of anti-government protesters. More than 30 civilians and police were injured in the skirmish during Saturday night's protest that drew well over 1,000 people. Police said 20 protesters were arrested for breaking public gathering laws and insulting the monarchy. Portraits of the king were defaced. The protesters feel that the constitution drafted by the military after a 2014 coup gives the king too much power. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, live emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. I am your host. I'm your modest host. I'm also, of course, a four-time Golden Glove champion, award-winning writer. Yes, I talk a bit of smack, but the bottom line is we do that in order to entice you to get involved. Bottom line is you can do so on the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7510. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text me here in the studio. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Real quick, we'll go through the weekend and results. Of course, Virgil Ortiz, a winner over Maurice Hooker, now 17-0, 17 knockouts, TKO in the seventh round. Bottom line is Hooker came to fight, but when you come with a knife to a gunfight, you're going to get beat. He got beat. A lady we'll hear from a little bit later in today's show, Senencia Superbad Estrada, now 20-0, 8 KOs, of course, a winner in 10 rounds over Anibal Ortiz. Ortiz came in with a impressive record at 31-3, but only 4 knockouts. You can't punch. Bottom line is the scores were going across, going away 189 twice and 99-90, meaning a shutout, no doubt about that. She's a southpaw. She was orthodox. She's like Hector Camacho, but she's only female. She's a female version of the Harlem Hacker. So the bottom line is we'll hear from her a little bit later in the show. And, of course, we'll spend some time with Sir Kenneth. I'm talking about boxing's UK night. I'm talking about Kenny Rainford. We'll spend some time with him. And then Ali and Frazier at the, probably about 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. You're watching WBC TV. If you're watching us live on Sports Byline USA's channel, of course, live on Twitch.tv, this is our broadcast. We come to you every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, live for 2 hours, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
For me, how can I pay? This dream comes true for me.
Whoa. Now you
you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting up your new business, resist the urge to accept payment in your personal business account or put business expenses on your personal credit card. Yes, it's easier that way, but the risks outweigh the short-term benefits. At the very least, make sure you open a separate personal account designated for only business transactions. Otherwise, things will get messy, and this way you avoid being a prime target for an audit. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. My buddy Al Davis, man. Al was a bit of a, how can I put this? When Al was in the room, you knew Al Davis was there. Of course, the owner of the Oakland Raiders. I mean, he probably, he moved the team to L.A., sort of became like a, everybody hated him up here. Everybody hated him in Northern California. Once he took the team to L.A., then he brought it back to Oakland. Then, he, of course, him and his son sold it to, or brought it to Las Vegas. Bottom line is, people in Oakland not happy with the Davis family. But he was an icon. There's no doubt about that. And when he showed up at Ricky's Sports Theater, we had this little special section where us members of the clan, I call it Ricky's clan, we like the family, because all of us were put together in this one room, little VIP room, and of course that was with Al Davis and Jack Tatum and guys like that. Bad, bad dudes from the Oakland Raiders. Speaking of bad dudes, let's talk about bad women. Pound for pound, women's boxing is starting to come back, I think. Of course, I was down on it for a while, and if you have Clarissa Shields being the flag bearer, maybe it's not the greatest thing in the world because she talks a lot more than she fights. But the bottom line is, we'll get to her in a minute. Let's go through the top 15 as far as pound for pound women are concerned. Of course, we'll go with BoxRec.com on this one. Katie Taylor, 17 and zip. She comes to us from Ireland. Jessica McCaskill, we heard on last week's show, of course, a winner not once but twice over Cecilia Brakus. Brakus came in at 36 and zip about in August 2020. She got beat then. Close decision. She got the brakes beat off her the other night. Brakus got the brakes beat off her, I kid you not, by Jessica McCaskill, who won going away with a shutout decision, no doubt about that. McCaskill now 10 and 2. She's got three knockouts. She's ranked number 2 as far as the pound-for-pound women are concerned. Number 3, Daphne Pearson, she comes to us from Belgium. Her record is 44-3. I'm impressed with 44-3 record. Clarissa Shields, of course, the aforementioned chick from Flint, Michigan, where the water's not too good. 11-0. Of course, the Flint's got a good boxing history with the Bird family and things like that. Number five will be Cecilia Breakus. Of course, she loser twice in her last two fights, 36-2. Number six is a lady we'll be hearing from in just a second. I'll talk about Sunisa Estrada. Yikes. What can I tell you? She's the minimum weight champion, the flyweight champion, is junior flyweight champion. I think she can win all those weight classes all the way up to probably about 118 or maybe 122 pounds. I kid you not. That's how good she looked. And the fact that you're able to combine. Listen, she's doing stuff to girls that she used to do to guys. She used to beat up guys in the gym. I kid you not. So the reputation is there. The pedigree is there. She can box. No doubt about that. Here's what she said last night post fight.
Sunisa, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think you brought a tear to the eye of your former stablemate, Sergio Mora, in winning that title. Took you 7 seconds to win your last fight.
Yeah.
You go the full 20 in this one, and you walk out with a new title. What did you think of your performance?
I mean, I thought I implemented the game plan exactly the way we were supposed to. Dropped her. How many times is it? Twice.
Officially, once in the
once,
second round?
Once, yeah. So there were certain punches that I was trying to set up, and that was one of them. But yeah, I mean, she's been the reigning champion for 7 years, defended her title 12 times, and I knew that this was my time. This was meant to be.
Talk to me about the right hand you landed in that second round that put Ortiz down. How did you set that up?
So Ortiz is used to being the shorter fighter, so she's used to being nobody, any of her, none of her opponents ever keep their distance and keep their front foot in front of them to get her to stay away. So our game plan was to just continue to throw the right hand, and little by little, as she got closer and closer, she thinks I'm going to throw the hook, and that's when I threw the right hand.
Did it surprise you how durable Ortiz was, able to stand up to your assault round after round?
I mean, I knew she was durable. I mean, she hasn't been stopped in a long time, and she comes to fight. She comes in great condition, and I knew she would be very durable the whole fight.
You've talked about having, as Sergio comes over, stablemates for many years in Dean Campos' gym. You've talked about how you're more comfortable now at 105 pounds as opposed to having to fight at 112 and above over a number of years. What's the difference in you?
The difference is that, you know, I'm able to show my strength and my power at this weight class. I'm used to fighting, before fighting with Golden Boy, I was fighting at 112 pounds, and girls were even heavier than that. And, you know, that's not my natural weight class. So fighting at 105 and 108 is where I should be.
So now you have a title at 105 pounds. You have some options. What do you want to do next?
I want to unify 105, unify 108, and also fight at 112 and get world titles there as well.
Does Marlon Esparza, a rematch there, fit into your plans?
I mean, right now she's irrelevant. She doesn't have a world title, and she fought her last fight at 118 pounds, so obviously she's not planning on losing weight to fight me. So, but I would like to fight Yesenia Gomez, Jessica Bopp, or any 105, 108-pound champion next.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Irrelevant. When a fighter says irrelevant in a post-fight press conference, I think she's got it going on. She said irrelevant. Talk about the Esparza girl, of course, that she beat prior. That's supposed to be the big name for her. But the bottom line is this girl, I think, can carve her own way. She talks a good game. She walks a good game. She's fighting at 105 pounds now, and I think she can move up to 108 or 112 pounds, 115 pounds. I think she talked about being at a disadvantage or a slight disadvantage against the bigger weight fighters. But she's a big girl. She's a big, tall girl. And the ability to fight both right hand and left hand, she sort of switched back and forth. Bud Crawford, I don't know why he was named Bud. I take that back, we do, but it wasn't because he was a buddy. Anyway, Bud Crawford, Terrence Crawford, the WBO 147-pound champion, he was ringside last night, of course. That's what he does. He switches back and forth. As far as Crawford and Virgil Ortiz is occurring, you heard what Ortiz had to say in hour number one. He liked that fight next. Is he ready for that? Not the way his face looked. I mean, he looked like he had been put through a meat grinder, and Maurice Hooker is not the biggest puncher in the entire world. So if you're going to go that route, I think that as far as Ortiz is concerned, maybe he should go back to or stay with the drawing board. I mean, it's not a matter of going back to the drawing board. It's staying with it. I mean, he's only 17-0 with 17 whacks, but all the fights have come in seven or less rounds. So I wish him the very best as far as his future is concerned. I think he's a star at welterweight. The fact that he was throwing those body shots last night, and you could hear those body shots just ricocheting all over you, like bang, off your speakers, your headphones, the whole nine yards, because of the fact there's not much of a crowd anymore. I think that the TV producers ought to take that into note. In other words, you want better ring mics. better ring mics. So now you hear these body shots. I mean, Ortiz was landing those body shots last night. I wanted to turn down the volume. Yikes, because you don't ever want to take those kind of shots. And Hooker took them, kept standing. Of course, his fight was stopped in the seventh round, but he took a licking and kept on ticking. No doubt about that. Straight up, we're going to take things to the UK. Of course, bringing in Sir Kenneth. I'm talking Kenny Rainford. Of course, he's our boxing UK guy. Talk about boxing in the UK, of course. And he's got some memories of Marvin Hagler. And of course, I'll talk to an extent about Marvin Hagler. The fact that I think that, you know, I looked at his career today and I was sort of rough on him. The fact that he made his bones against guys who were smaller than him. Roberto Duran, who almost beat him after 12 rounds in the 15-round fight, only lost by a couple of points. Of course, Ray Leonard did beat him. Thomas Hearns had his greatest moment against him, things like that. So when you look at all that, you know, I sort of like dog Marvin. But the bottom line is he had to fight 50 times before he even got a title fight, and then they ripped him off at that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it across the pond. Of course, we're bringing Sir Kenneth Rainford. Kenny, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Before we get to the Marvin Hagler stuff, anything new in the UK as far as boxing news concerned this week?
There's a bit of a rumor flying around that Eddie Hearn from Matchroom Promotions is going to be possibly leaving Sky Sports to join The Zone in August.
Okay, now, Eddie, why is that significant? Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, well, Sky TV is the biggest thing in Britain at the moment with as regards sports. But it would appear The Zone want to take all Eddie's fighters and shows and put them on a regular basis on their network to gate crash onto the UK scene.
So The Zone is not available in the UK right now?
It is, but obviously the all the big fights in the UK are on Sky, so therefore they're watching the big fights on Sky rather than The Zone.
Is that going to piss a lot of people off?
Piss Sky off, I know that.
I'm at the UK boxing fan because, you know, when some guy told me yesterday, Matt Grizzle, he's still upset over the fact that HBO dropped boxing. I told him that was like 7 years ago. Get over it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the other one is, you know, I'm a bit confused as how Sky are going to sell this pay-per-view event with Chisora and Parker in May. I mean, these are two shot-worn fighters. I couldn't see many people wanting to, you know, to pay for that fight. You know, he's brought on Chris Eubank Jr. to fight Marcus Morrison on the undercard. And, of course, there'll be a tremendous female fight with Katie Taylor against the Liverpool native Rebecca Jonas, you know.
Katie Taylor, tell the listeners about Katie Taylor, pound for pound considered the best woman fighter in the world, according to BoxRec.
Yeah, well, she reminds me a lot of the coal miner's daughter.
Christy Martin. Christy Martin.
Christy Martin, yeah, the coal miner's daughter, Christy Martin, who ironically, Christy Martin had one of the greatest fights I ever saw on a Mike Tyson undercard against Deidre Gogarty, who was my... She was in my camp at the time. She was part of the team I was involved with Bo Williford, you know. So Katie Taylor's a throwback. She's a real good fighter, you know.
Okay, and talking about the other, you know, there's a good fight as far as women were concerned last night. I don't know if you got to see that. That was on The Zone. Jessica McCaskill was a winner last week over Cecilia Brekus. So women's boxing, with the exception of Clarissa Shields, I'm not a big Clarissa Shields fan, but women's boxing seems to be becoming a little bit more appealing.
Yeah, definitely. And let's face it, they're very rarely an adult fight.
Because they got a point to prove. I mean, that's what some girl told me one time in the gym. Like, she was sparring with guys. This girl was sparring with guys. I said, why do you feel, you know, you go out there, you have to look so... She goes, you understand. She goes, I'm fighting for all the women. I said, well, what do you mean? Yeah. She goes, they're all watching me. I said, oh, okay, in the gym too. But anyway, the bottom line is she was supreme. I don't know if you got to saw that girl last night, Ciense Estrada. Yikes. Did you happen to see her, that 105-pounder?
I haven't seen it from last night. No, I haven't seen it yet. I'll be watching that tonight.
Okay, so do you guys watch the fights when they're on The Zone? You watch them a day later? You watch them on YouTube or something? Like, is that what happens? What?
Well, what I do is I watch – I have them stored on my TV because they're on so late. It's, you know, early hours of the morning here. When I used to be working before this pandemic came on, I used to come home from work and watch them. Then now what I do is record and watch them the next day.
Okay. Marvin Hagler passed away a week ago. Of course, Marvin Hagler had 50 fights before he was even given a title shot. And in the first title shot, they robbed him. I mean, that was a blatant robbery against Vito Adafermo. Adafermo maybe won a few rounds, and they called that one a draw. And, of course, he would come back and obliterate the man that beat Adafermo and Alan Minter. When Marvin returned to the UK, how was he treated after that night thing in 1981?
You know, When he beat Alan Minter in Wembley there, it was just mindless idiots who jumped on the racial bandwagon, and they were a small number, but they caused a big mess. When Marvin came back to England, he was treated like a warrior that he was. Everyone loved Marvin. I was fortunate to put three after dinner shows on with Marvin, two in Liverpool, one in London. All three sold out. And Marvin was, he was an absolute dream to work with. And you know what the thing about it was? He wasn't an attention seeker. He wasn't a massive person who had this braggadocio of having loads of fans around him and stuff like that. He was a man's man. When he came to fight, he gave 150%. And he was just a warrior, a proper throwback.
You know, I'm laughing because, we'll go back to 1985. I mean, he was prepping for the Hearns fight. We're in Johnny Taco's office at the Johnny Taco's Ringside Gym on Main and Charleston in Las Vegas. And I'm sitting in the office, and Johnny says to me, Hagler's coming in. I'm shutting down the gym. I said, well, I got to leave you. No, you stick around. So, all right. So I got to stick around, and Hagler comes in the office. Goody and Pat Petronelli come in with him, and they got the chairs facing each other, and they wrap Hagler's hands. And it was myself, Johnny Taco, Marvin Hagler, Pat and Goody Petronelli, and nobody's left except me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a little sad. And you know, you're right. He could walk through a room very unassuming if he wanted to. He didn't have to pound on his chest and this and that. But I'll also say this. I told Larry that I spent like countless minutes with Larry Merchant last week talking about me being scared of Marvin Hagler. I talk smack around everybody. I wasn't afraid to talk smack around anybody, but with him, I parsed my words. In other words, when he and I were arguing the Hagler-Leonard decision of 1987, April 1997, with Leonard winning a split decision. He and I argued that down there in Mexico City, and I knew not to argue too vehemently. In other words, I would try to put it like this. I go, well, Marvin said it was sort of like a game of math. You know, you gave away the first four rounds, and then Ray Leonard stole three rounds down the stretch. And that's the way I explained the 7-5 score of me having it for Ray Leonard to Marvin Hagler. And he was acceptable. He accepted that. I mean, he didn't bitch at me or come back to it, but he was the only guy I would think of in the history of boxing to where I parsed my words around him. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I spoke to him as well about the Leonard fight. I mean, I personally thought Leonard won the fight, and I thought he won it handily. But you know, that's the only blip on the only real blip on his record, because he avenged the other losses.
But let's be honest, you know, he was ancient at that point in time. And I want to say ancient because they made him have 50 fights before he fought for the title. I mean, Ryan Garcia's got 23 fights. He's going to fight for the title. You got guys, the kid from Leo, whatever his name is, the bantamweight kid from the UK, he's got 10 fights. We're talking about him fighting for a title. This guy went 50 fights before anybody would fight him.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just remarkable. And when he went to camp. It was locked down. He'd done everything right yet, right? You got to remember, this guy, his whole entire career was 160.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Entire career.
But is that a knock on him that he didn't step up to 160? There wasn't a 168 at that point in time, but 175. People don't realize 175 pounds is that 15 pounds is a huge difference from 160 to 175. In fact, I think the 168-pound division was well merited, and it should have been in force a long time ago. You know, 15 pounds, bro. 15 pounds of boxing is like 30 years. As far as time, it's just like you can't measure it.
Oh, no, you can't. And the other thing as well, Marvin's not a big guy. He's only a small guy.
Yeah.
He's not a big guy. 160, 168 maximum, I would have said Hagler would have been effective at. At 175, he would have been too small. It would have been like a Dwight Muhammad Kawi, you know, the size difference that he was giving away to his opponents, to like the Michael Spinks and stuff like that. So I think Hagler had his head screwed on, and he knew his weight division, he knew his weight, and as far as I'm aware, he never had to struggle to make the weight. He always had this set routine, diet, etc., and training regime where he made the weight comfortably. He was never one to dry out massively or anything like that, you know.
You know, I was at Taco's gym, and he was doing some finish-up sparring. In other words, just you know, just to get loose and this kind of stuff. And the sparring partner, I can't remember who it was. The sparring partner was part of Johnny Taco's gym there. You know, there wasn't one of Hagler's sparring partners, because Hagler wasn't going to spar. But he decided he wanted to spar, so he was going to get four rounds in to work with this guy, this journeyman guy. And the guy tried to get, you know, tried to step on Marvin's foot. You know what I'm trying to say? Try to make Marvin look bad. And Marvin hit him with a body shot. And I have to think it caved his ribs in. I mean, the guy went down, and the guy was laying there for like 5 or 6 minutes. And I said to myself, I wanted to lean over in his ear and go, you brought that spit on yourself. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you respect when you're in there with a guy that's so much better than you, you just better respect him. But some of these guys, they step across the line and they have to pay for it. Right, Sir Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. 1,000,000%.
Okay.
You know, and he used to love the gyms that were, these modern gyms wouldn't have suited Marvin. I remember him telling me, we were talking about Johnny Taco's gym, funnily enough, and he's telling me about a sign, I don't know if you remember it, that used to be in there. And it said, feel free to spit on the floor. It keeps the dust down.
Oh, you know, I had so many memories there, and when I wasn't there at this time, but Bruce Curry, the former WBC 140-pound champion, he went after Jesse Reed with a gun. And Johnny Taco had this big armored door at the back of the gym in the alley because of the fact guys used to break in there. So he put this armored door up, not for a protection from guns, but he put it up for protection from burglars, but it saved Jesse Reed's ass.
Oh, yeah.
He was firing. Bruce Curry was firing.
With Bruce Trumler as well.
Yeah, exactly. Bruce Curry was a bit of work. Now, it looks like the Tyson Fury Anthony Joshua fight is signed. You still going with Tyson Fury all the way in that one or what?
I'm going with Tyson Fury. The fight is signed, but it's not signed because they've yet to work out the deal on the venue, when, and money. All those three are not confirmed yet. They've agreed to fight, but there's been no agreement on money. There's been no agreement on the venue and when. I mean, it's almost certainly going to take place in Qatar or the Emirates or somewhere in the Middle East. But the problem is, in June, it's going to be absolutely baking hot.
I don't want to laugh, but I've been to Dubai. I was in Dubai in the wintertime. It was like 105 degrees.
Exactly. You know, they're talking about they've got arenas with air conditioning under the seats and all this carry on. But you know, the fight will happen. But okay. You know,
real quick, before we go, Lee McGregor. That's the guy I was talking about earlier. Is he a future UK star? Is he the man or what?
Possibly. Wait and see. It's early days yet.
Okay, but for 10 fights, he's very impressive, don't you think?
Oh yeah, definitely. Very, very impressive.
Okay.
Very impressive. To be honest with you, I was impressed with last night with Anthony Fowler. He's a kid who I know, I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Although he fought no one really great last night in Jorge Fortier, you know, they had a decent record. He was pretty durable. Okay. He got took out in 3 rounds.
Okay, I got to press you this before the commercial break. Next week, Alexander Povetkin and Dillian White. Does Povetkin duplicate what he did the first time, or does Dillian White get revenge?
No, I think Dillian White gets knocked out again, but it relates in the fight.
Yeah, I want to think that Dillian White. Why is he unpopular with me? I mean, he seems to be unpopular anybody over here. But
you know, he's lazy in the gym. He's lazy.
Hey, Kenny, we'll leave it at that. All the best, here, Sir Kenneth. God bless you, man.
You too.
Kenny Rainford, my UK guest. I call him Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, he's boxing's knight from the UK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, aka WBC TV. When we come back, we'll spend some time with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Of course, 50 years, wow, March 8, 1971, passed a couple of weeks ago. We'll also talk about the fact that Rudy Clay fought on that card. That and more on WBC TV, live on Sports Byline USA, the Twitch.tv channel.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
Joel's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
50 years ago this month, of course, the greatest fight of all time, the fight of the century, March 8th, 1971, Madison Square Garden. It was sold out. It was sold out when it was, like, announced. Bottom line is, wow, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, both undefeated world heavyweight champions. Of course, Ali stripped of the title 3.5 years earlier, stripped of the title by everybody, I believe, but the WBC and Ring Magazine. Outside of that, he wasn't a champion anymore. Of course, then came along Joe Frazier, 1964 Olympic gold medalist, man beat Jimmy Ellis. Of course, I mean, he beat everybody up to the point where he faced Muhammad Ali in this unification match at heavyweight. Of course, they were all on the line March 8th, 1971. But setting it up was the personalities between these two guys. One guy was all business. The other guy was all business, but he talked a lot of smack. Here they are, Ali and Frazier, loving life.
Muhammad, I hope I got a last-minute call. Joe could make it, and I hope everything should be all right now. Because
well,
you know,
this look like you just told me.
We don't want to stop any tapes or anything. We want to go straight ahead with this. You gonna be all right?
Yeah, but you should have told me it was coming at least. I didn't...
Well, here is Joe Frazier. Yeah. How are you?
Fine, mate.
What do you call Muhammad? Did you?
I call him Clay.
You call him Clay?
Yeah.
And you don't ever call him champ or anything like that, don't you?
Well,
how do you feel about him?
He was a champ. I'm the champ now, you know.
Why were you so mad the other day? I saw you on television, news.
Well, it is a thing like this, Mike. I let go all over the country, and I don't believe in, you know, a lot of, you know, excitement anyway. Like, only time people know that I'm in town, you know, is like if I appear on a show or maybe, let's say, a banquet, and here this guy come into my town, you know. First of all, he wants to run me out of the gym. Secondly, he wants to run me out of town.
What do you mean he wants to run you out of the gym? He calls up and says, I want to work out or what?
No, he come in and tell me I got to leave town. Now, I live here, you understand? I ain't going nowhere, you know. Next time, I think he's going to come up on Ogun's Avenue and try to put me out the house. Mm-hmm. If I don't stop him now.
Yeah, you want to stop him?
I'm willing to stop him anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, you want to eat, but you want him to be in shape. You don't want to fight a man that's, he said he's a little out of shape.
No, well, I don't want no excuse. I mean, that's no excuse at all about it. He's out of shape. I mean, otherwise, he's been training just as long as I was, and I might even fight.
Mike, you agitating.
No, but this...
Oh,
I also got a crazy pair of bookends on each side of it. But, I might be a tall, thin MC at the end of the show.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Champ, you say that this man is only recognized as Champ in certain states, and you're recognized throughout the world as the Champ. And you have the belt.
Well, he's, my problems have nothing to do with him. He's got to earn a living, you understand? I wouldn't tell him to stop fighting because I'm having problems with.
But do you tell him, call him up and tell him to leave town when you're here? Tell him to get out of the gym and all?
Well, I didn't actually put it that way, you know. I just said the town.
How did you put it?
The town's not big enough for two world heavyweight champs.
This show might not be big enough either, you know. Yeah. Could you beat this man?
Well, I'm 3 years out of training, about 25 pounds overweight. But
what do you weigh right now?
About 230. Fight weight's about 210.
What do you weigh?
20 pounds.
I'm about 215, and my fighting weight about 204. But I think if you have a chance to meet each other, let's say soon, I think I'll come down to about 199. Mm-hmm. So I can be fast.
Because
I know I'm going to need speed to catch it with him, you understand?
Now, wait a minute. By that, are you implying that he's going to be running around?
Oh, he's going to put his bicycles on, no doubt about that.
Muhammad?
I haven't seen
7 days
time.
From that fight, you'll be a week old ghost.
That's right. Well, I don't know.
He doesn't look too frightened. But you mean before the fight, he's going to be? You ever?
The only time I'm afraid of that I get frightened and nervous that he's not going to show up on time. That's what I'm afraid of.
Is this fight a real possibility, Muhammad?
All I say is this. I don't think it's justice to the boxing game that he don't have a chance to really show the world that he's the real champion. Not elimination or a political title, but the real physical title. It's injustice to him that he can't tell his grandchildren or he can't look his fans in the eye and say that I won the title from the man who was actually the best, and he should have a chance at that.
You need a license to fight. Can you get it?
Well, I really don't know. It's up to the boxing authorities, you know.
Do you want to fight him?
Well, I would say this. If I did, it would only be like for the record of boxing. Like, I hold the title and I am the champion. And I really know I'm the champion. And he really, financially, he's the champion, you understand? So see, look at those diamonds. Can you get a camera on all those watches or anything?
Wait a minute. Hey, the rules are you won't go beyond the microphones, guys, okay?
They was.
But you're going to see a real ghost here any second.
they were his they watches were his and rings.
His watches and rings.
Would this settle the championship once and for all if you two?
Well, you have another. My sparring partner's called champion too, James Ellis. He's giving it a.
He's boxing. Your sparring partner.
He was when I was boxing, and now he's fighting Henry Cooper in London, England.
That fight's been postponed though.
Have it?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Cooper was injured. I heard.
I think he and Ellis would have to have a showdown, and then after they get their two halves and make one hold, then.
No, but you did say you want to fight, let's say, both of us in the same night, 5 minute rest.
I said if I had to, I would.
Right?
I would if I had to.
Well, see, you ain't going to have time for no resting with me, you understand? Because every time you breathe, you're going to breathe right down on me because I'll be close to you every second.
Would you like to go a few rounds here, guys? Huh?
Well, you see, I don't mind.
I'm not joking, seriously. I'm
I know joking. You're not.
And I'm sure he's not joking, and I'm known for popping off and talking a lot, and I have no need to talk and boast. If I ever had a license or something, then we would seriously consider fighting him. So it's all up to the boxing commissioners and the people.
Where would you like to fight?
Well, you ask these people, would they want to see us box?
Would you like to see? You better believe it. And that's Sam Leck all over this country.
The people. If the people were voting, it would be on. It's just a few people in.
If you had your choice of locations, where would you want to fight, Muhammad?
Well, I don't really know. I think
it really doesn't make any difference to me. I mean, I was getting ready to get it on down to the gym yesterday. That's big enough down there for me.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. I mean, this should be the biggest gate in history if you two meet.
And you don't want to do it in the gym, Raleigh.
Where would I want to fight? Yeah. It doesn't make no difference to me, you know what I mean? In hell, be just as good, you know? If you permit it, they permit it. You know, right here, it's good enough. Doesn't make no difference.
Well, Muhammad isn't in shape, and he's how many pounds over? And he doesn't have any trunks. Besides, fighters don't fight with their bare knuckles anyway anymore. You've got to, I mean, your hands have to be managed. You know, Soupy's sitting here
with... These are dangerous weapons. These are registered.
Why are they dangerous, Soupy?
Well, because they have nails in them.
Well, I want to wish, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to wish the best of luck to two fine athletes, Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
The Mike Douglas Show, 1970, of course, they're hooking this up. Joe Frazier's 26-0, 23 KOs. Muhammad Ali, 31-0, 25 knockouts. The Ring Magazine World Heavyweight Champion, the Linear World Heavyweight Champion. Of course, Joe Frazier recognized by the New York State Athletic Commission. Of course, they were really the people that were the catalyst in taking the title away. I mean, it wasn't the sanctioning bodies. It was a move made by the New York City Athletic Commission. Of course, they were against Ali because Ali was anti-establishment. Of course, they could bring in Joe Frazier, who was like pro-establishment, you know, and Joe didn't rock the boat. Joe wasn't one of those guys that rocked the boat. Joe would go on the bus. He would, you know, he wouldn't ride in the back of the bus, but he would get on the bus and he would play the game with everybody. Ali wasn't a game player, no doubt about that. But they were undefeated. The world came to a stop, no doubt about that. Hey, 25 years ago, wow, this month, talk about guys flying into a rage. Remember when David Tua was hot, the Slowin' Samoan? I take it back. They called him the Throwin' Samoan. I nicknamed him the Throwin' Samoan, or the Slowin' Samoan. Of course, after that fight with Ike Iwabuchi up there in Sacramento, California, maybe the greatest heavyweight fight of all time. If you haven't seen that fight, you should probably dig it up somewhere. I don't know if it's got the foreign HBO broadcast that I did or the one with Larry Merchant and Jim Lampley and those guys, but either broadcast you get, it was probably the greatest heavyweight fight of all time as far as punches were thrown and excitement back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I kid you not. Ike Iwabuchi, of course, a guy that was basically undefeated. And then he went to, he was in Dallas, Texas. Was he in Dallas? In Vegas. He was in Dallas, and Don King said to him, I want you to come into Vegas for a fight. And he said, okay. So he came into Vegas for a fight. I think he was staying at the Mirage Hotel, and he called up an escort service, and he called this girl up on the phone, you know, for some romantic interlude or something like that. And obviously he had nefarious things on his mind, and she had nefarious things on her mind, but she just wanted some money for it. He wasn't going to pay her. So evidently he wasn't going to pay her. He locked her in the bathroom. She called, there's a phone in the bathroom, right? So she calls security. The cops come. They break down the door. They take Ike Iwabuchi to jail. Of course, he doesn't get out for 7 or 8 years. When he gets out, he's a fat old guy looking like, you know, maybe a guy that works for the garbage disposal company or something like that. Not like a prize fighter. So anyway, his career was over. But David Tua, went on to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship against Lennox Lewis, having been a part of that crew that night. I got to tell you, it was exciting. I mean, David Tua, we thought he was going to come to fight. He didn't come to fight. Once he got neutralized by that long left jab, of course, of the 1988 Olympic gold medalist, Lennox Lewis, the world linear world heavyweight champion, he started getting that jab in his face. He's shorter guy. And, you know, when you're short and slow, and that's what David Tua was for that fight, short and slow, you're going to have problems against a tall guy. You're going to have problems against a tall guy regardless, but when you're short and slow, in other words, he put on this weight. That's why I say he went from the throwing Samoan to the slowing Samoan. And the reason why I do say that is that he gained 10 or 15 pounds. People say, oh, come on, man, 10 or 15 pounds. He's a heavyweight. He just put up. No. He put it on and it slowed him down. And when you slow a guy down just a fraction of an inch, just a fraction, bang, you slow him down when he's a smaller guy, that takes away any advantage he has because speed was all that Tua had. Speed and good boxing moves. Of course, against Ike Iwabuchi, it didn't work. Against Lennox Lewis, he lost all 12 rounds. I had him losing all 12 rounds. Of course, I walked with Lennox back to the dressing room, had the IBO belt. I think that's the one they gave me. Lennox Lewis, next day back. Emmanuel Stewart, his trainer, gave me a belt, said, come on back to the dressing room. I got to walk back to the dressing room with this title belt in my hand, and I snuck in, and watching Lennox Lewis pace around the dressing room after the Tua fight, he was like a lion in a cage. I mean, just pacing around and around and around, doing that hyperventilating this and that. About 15 minutes later, he came down and he was starting to talk to people and this and that. And he said, I didn't realize how easy it was going to be. Yeah, it was easy that night because Tua had put on that weight. When you put on that weight and you rely on speed to make your moves, guess what? You're a little bit slower. And Tua, of course, could not slow the distance. Slow guys, when they're short, to end up be like Tony Galenta, taking punches, two-ton Tony Galenta. But if you're fast and sharp, like he was against John Ruiz, I think it was in March of 25 years ago, I think when David Tua knocked out Johnny Ruiz in one round, I mean, if he was throwing punches like that, he was long and lean. Tua had a fight, man. Tua had a big fight and a big punch. But once he got fat, it was over. That's boxing's nightmare, ain't it? Getting fat. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. Don't forget, the World Boxing Council, the website, you can check them out, what they're doing 24-7 at WBCBoxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counterpunch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Were they talking about Deontay Wilder? It might have been. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV. Of course, Dillian White and Alexander Povetkin about to hook it up next week. The odds look like, looking at four or five different odds here. This is about plus 250 for Povetkin and minus 330 for Dillian White. So I guess the odds makers think that Dillian White's going to avenge that loss. I'm hoping he doesn't. But the bottom line is Povetkin, outside of the losses to the aforementioned Vladimir Klitschko and Anthony Joshua, he's never lost. I mean, that's a pretty good record. Was he 37-2? Speaking of next week, women are taking the forefront. NBC Sports Network is going to go down March 25th. NBC Sports Network, that's right, not NBC Sports, NBC Network, the NBC Sports Network, it's a new channel. Anyway, Amanda Serrano, 39-1, win draw, 29 KOs, of course, fighting Daniela Bermudez, of course, she's 29-3, 10 KOs. They're going for some world title. The fact is, women's boxing, although I dogged it for a long time, is coming back, and these women are putting forth decent fights. When you produce, I will give you your props. If you don't produce, I will not give you your props. The bottom line is, the women are produced, the producing of late. They're hot. They're happening. No doubt about that. And I'm hoping that this young lady, Cecina Estrada, gets rocking and rolling, because I believe she is super bad. 20-0, 8 KOs. She is the fighter of the week, if not the fighter of the month, in my mind. No doubt about that. Of course, the winner last night over Annabelle Ortiz, an experienced fighter, but just no match for Superbad. Superbad is the fighter of the week. Check her out. I'll talk about Saracena, Superbad Estrada. Check her out on YouTube.com for her recent fights. You have been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You've been watching WBC TV on Twitch.tv, the sports file on USA Channel. Of course, we go live with audio and live with video. Two different programs, the same product, coming to you from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. There's a million things you could be doing today, but the fact you're listening and watching Ring Talk Live Worldwide, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, executive producer, the one, the only, the Hall of Famer, Scott Cuddy. Till next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, only on Sports Byline.